This is an audio version of an excerpt from The Convergence of Artificial Intelligence and the Life Sciences, Safeguarding Technology, Rethinking Governance and Preventing Catastrophe, by Sarah R. Carter et al. It's published in October 2023 by the Nuclear Threat Initiative. The excerpt begins with the section titled Bolstering Biosecurity at the Digital Physical Interface. The digital physical interface in biology refers to the point when an actor begins to develop a digital design produced by an AI model into biological reality. As described in the previous section, access to biological components, laboratory infrastructure, and scientific skills are significant hurdles that a malicious actor would face in attempting to misuse AI bio capabilities to generate a biological agent. For this reason, many experts believe that the digital physical interface is an important point for oversight. Biosecurity could be improved at this interface in several ways, including strengthening biosecurity frameworks for DNA synthesis screening and improving and expanding customer screening practices to a broader range of providers of life sciences products, services, and infrastructure. Heading: Strengthening DNA Synthesis Screening. Many experts believe that expanding DNA synthesis screening practices is an important way to reduce the risk that a malicious actor will gain access to pathogen or toxin DNA. As noted earlier, many DNA providers already conduct biosecurity screening, which includes both screening of customers to ensure their legitimacy and screening of DNA orders to determine if the sequences match known pathogen or toxin DNA. In 2010, the US government issued guidance that recommends these practices among DNA providers, and an updated version of that guidance is expected soon. This type of screening is not yet required anywhere in the world, and incentives are lacking. Many experts believe that strengthening this framework by establishing regulations or other types of incentives will be important, as AI bio capabilities could enable a broader range of people to attempt to misuse biology. To further expand DNA synthesis screening internationally, a few experts suggested additional support for the International Biosecurity and Biosafety Initiative for Science, an organization incubated by NTI and expected to launch in late 2023 to strengthen global norms and provide resources needed for DNA synthesis screening. Several experts also pointed out that new technical approaches for DNA sequence screening will be needed to keep pace with new DNA and protein designs from AI biodesign tools. Current DNA sequence screening tools evaluate sequences based on their similarity with known pathogen and toxin DNA, and cannot detect sequences designed to cause harm if they diverge significantly from natural sequences. AI protein design tools will enable the development of novel toxins with the same function as known toxins, but different biological sequences. A few experts called for dedicated funding to support a research program to bring DNA sequence screening up to date with current threats. A program of this type would enable developing AI models that can identify novel sequences designed to function in the same way as known hazards. Experts pointed out that implementing and sharing these models with DNA providers internationally will require a re-evaluation of legal frameworks, including export control rules, that can hinder the sharing and updating of DNA sequence screening tools. These models would also require the development of detailed resources and databases containing functions of concern, which could pose an information hazard, and so should be developed responsibly. An additional solution to this problem could be for DNA synthesis companies to require certifiable origins, which detail the inputs used to design an output, for orders generated by AI biodesign tools. Expanding customer screening. An important part of protecting the digital physical interface for biology is screening customers to ensure that they have a legitimate use for life science products and services. As mentioned earlier, many DNA providers conduct customer screening as part of their biosecurity oversight, but few, if any, guidelines or requirements exist for customer screening by other vendors of life science products, services, or infrastructure. Furthermore, LLMs have been shown to flag opportunities for outsourcing of laboratory skills and infrastructure, for example, to contract research institutions, which could unknowingly facilitate the development of a harmful biological agent. It will be important for these types of organizations to take biosecurity precautions. Several experts highlighted the need to expand customer screening practices to parts of the life science supply chain beyond DNA providers. Other types of providers, such as academic core facilities, cloud labs, and contract research organizations, could also adopt customer screening practices. This would help ensure that they do not provide equipment, tools, or services to illegitimate users who may wish to cause harm. Some experts recommended identifying which vendors provide the materials and equipment most needed for the development of dangerous biological agents, and focusing particular attention on those vendors. A few also mentioned strengthening frameworks for sharing of materials and products among researchers to ensure that products purchased for legitimate purposes were not obtained and misused by third parties. Expanding the number and type of institutions and vendors expected to conduct customer screening will be challenging. Customer screening by DNA providers, for example, is not universal, and current methods are burdensome, inconsistent, inefficient, and ad hoc. To solve this problem, a few experts pointed to methods used by other sectors that have implemented know-your-customer approaches that could be adapted for the life sciences. Others suggested a centralized customer verification framework that would give consumers credentials that they could take to a range of life sciences and AI model providers. Centralizing screening would allow a single organization to perform effective screening rather than depending on many providers to do so independently. Furthermore, a centralized system could also make it possible to track a constellation of behaviors and purchases made using provided credentials, providing an opportunity to identify concerning patterns indicative of malicious intent. For example, repeated attempts to evade DNA synthesis screening could be logged, allowing for flagging of penetration testing done in attempts to access restricted materials. In the future, AI models could be developed to automate many aspects of customer screening. It is worth noting that implementing a credentialing process or centralized screening system for life sciences practitioners would require significant outreach to those communities and could face resistance in a culture that has been dedicated to expanding access to the tools of engineering biology. Although many scientists who work with pathogens or in public health may be attuned to the risks and willing to participate, those who work on broader engineering biology pursuits may not. Heading: Advancing Pandemic Preparedness. Many experts believe that bolstering pandemic preparedness and broader public health infrastructure will be critical for reducing biosecurity risks in the future, including those that arise from the misuse of AI tools. As discussed in the previous section, many of these capabilities can be improved using AI bio capabilities. A few experts describe this approach as an arms race, in which those working to prevent and respond to pandemics and engineered threats will need better funding and more powerful tools than those seeking to cause harm. A few experts cautioned that the application of AI models to pandemic preparedness should be done carefully and responsibly. A mistake by an AI model used for public health could have serious health consequences, shake public confidence, and cause de-investment in these approaches. It will be important to understand the limitations of these models and include human oversight in their implementation. Some experts also believe that the level of effort and resources required to prevent the misuse of AI bio capabilities and to adopt a proactive stance on biosecurity, including for infrastructure, labor, and investment in public health, will be far more than the level of effort and resources that may be required to produce a harmful biological agent and release it. The level of investment by governments and others to safeguard public health is already high, but the widespread availability of AI bio capabilities may further reinforce the need for pandemic preparedness capabilities. This is an audio version of an excerpt from The Convergence of Artificial Intelligence and the Life Sciences, Safeguarding Technology, Rethinking Governance, and Preventing Catastrophe, by Sarah R. Carter et al. It's published in October 2023 by the Nuclear Threat Initiative.